title is Email Archiving, Moving from Server Room to Courtroom to Boardroom. It was presented by David Floyer. It will be categorized under storage. And here's the summary. The discovery by lawyers, the discovery by the lawyering community that email archives present a new vein for business has led to a large number of lawsuits in which old emails become the key piece of evidence used to convict corporations of wrongdoing. As a consequence of this simple change, email archiving is being taken away from, email archiving is no longer, or email archiving capabilities are no longer, let me step back, email archiving capabilities should no longer be focused on narrow IT interests, open paren, e.g., keeping the cost of storing old emails low, close paren, and are now much more in the domain of the business, specifically the legal function within a business. Lawyers view email archives as absolutely essential to proper business operation. Email archiving has become a mission-critical application. As a result, the technologies that are being utilized for successful email archiving systems are no longer focused narrowly on reducing the cost of writing email to an archive structure, but rather at extracting and querying email that is necessary to support a low cost and hopefully, from the business's perspective, successful discovery process. The drivers behind this are both the need to better support the legal activities of defending the corporation, as well as the requirements associated with staying in compliance of increasingly information-oriented regulations. However, this process of moving the perspective of email archiving from the IT server room to the courtroom will further evolve. Abilities associated with being able to query, extract, and rapidly make sense of large amounts of unstructured data will find themselves increasingly in the boardroom as companies attempt to consider issues proactively, like verifying business practices or testing whether or not employee management activities are conducive to the cultural edicts of the corporation. Over the next few years, we'll see significant new case law test the limits and requirements of email archiving, and that will continue to drive significant new investment in these technologies. But we will also start seeing businesses further experiment with the capabilities created by email archiving in other business domains. Action item. IT must facilitate the transition to a legal, business-driven email archiving approach, recognizing that that approach itself will evolve to increase focus on access to unstructured data for business query. However, IT organizations must also help the business fully factor in a more comprehensive way how email technology affects business risk and opportunity by pointing out the new email technologies, e.g. hosted email, that employees, as well as other messaging technologies, e.g. instant messaging and voicemail, that employees utilize to perform both business and personal communications today.